Hi there, it's Matt Walker here, and welcome back to the podcast. Now, how can you really argue with the great Roman poets? And one such splendid Roman poetic genius was Ovid. And he once said, "There is more refreshment and stimulation in a nap, even of the briefest, than all the alcohol ever distilled." Clearly, Ovid should have been a sleep researcher. It's a brilliant insight. But are naps a good thing? Or are naps a bad thing? Are they even a natural thing? And furthermore, if you do nap, when should you nap? And for how long should you nap? Today's episode is all about napping. Let's start with the question of how humans were designed to sleep. Most people throughout developed nations aim to get their recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep in one long stretch at night. And the technical term for this is monophasic sleep. In other words, a single bout of sleep at night. However, we may not have been programmed to sleep in this way. And as we discussed in our episode on circadian rhythms, we become more alert and awake into the morning. Yet in the middle of the afternoon, we can experience this beautiful, biologically pre-programmed drop in our alertness, as if we should be asleep for a short period of time during the afternoon. And I'm sure you've had that experience. I've had it plenty of times, that sort of drop in alertness, where you just start to feel sleepy in the afternoon. And you can even see this in other people, I think I've mentioned, as their heads begin sort of bobbing up and down during afternoon meetings. It's a dead giveaway of what's happening. Now, you may think that this drop in afternoon alertness happens because of perhaps a big lunch, but it's not. It's down to your biology. If I place electrodes on your head, I can measure this pre-programmed drop in your brain's alertness every afternoon, no matter whether you've had a big lunch or a small lunch or no lunch at all. And for most of us, it happens somewhere between the 1 to 4 p.m. mark. What this suggests is that we may have been designed to sleep in a biphasic pattern, meaning one longer bout of sleep at night and then a short afternoon nap during the day, very much like the siesta cultures around the world. And it's perhaps unsurprising that in the small island of Icaria in Greece, where siesta naps have remained to this day, men are nearly 4 times as likely to reach the age of 90 years old relative to their American male counterparts. And these napping communities have sometimes been described as the places where people forget to die. Now, I'm not suggesting all of that is down to a simple afternoon nap, but napping may be a contributing factor. Which brings us on to the second fundamental question of whether or not naps are a good thing. Well, certainly we and other scientists have demonstrated that naps offer many benefits for both your brain and for your body. So from reductions in blood pressure to improvements in learning, in memory, even in creativity, to the rebalancing of your moods and your emotions, shifting you towards a more positive bent, a more rosy outlook on life, naps seem to have proven their worth. And as a matter of fact, NASA clued into this a long time ago. In the mid-1990s, they refined the science of sleeping on the job for the benefit of their astronauts. And what they discovered is that naps as short as 26 minutes offered a 34% improvement in task performance and more than a 50% increase in overall alertness. And these results actually hatched the so-called NASA nap culture throughout all of their terrestrial workers.
The partner supporting today's episode is Athletic Greens. If you're not familiar with Athletic Greens, it's a nutrition drink, and it combines a complement of antioxidants, minerals, biotics, together with a large array of different vitamins. Now, I will refrain from reading the full list of the contents that you'll find on the back of the box, it would probably take more than half an episode to do so, but you can imagine it's very comprehensive. I have a pretty long-standing history of using Athletic Greens, and just for transparency, I do buy it myself. I am not interested in freebies due to the obvious trappings, but I've been using it for two main reasons. First, I'm serious about my health, and as best I can, I try to have a full nutritional health insurance policy. Second, I did my research on the science behind the ingredients in Athletic Greens, and I do take scientific data as ground truth for all manner of things, but especially including the information that I take to guide my health. If all of this sounds interesting and you want to explore it some more, you can go over to athleticgreens.com/Matt Walker and you will get three benefits. First, you'll actually get some money off your first order. Second, if you use the link athleticgreens.com/Matt Walker, they will give listeners of this podcast a free 1 year supply of vitamin D. And finally, if you use that link, they'll also give you 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Thanks so much for engaging with these ads and with Athletic Greens. As you can imagine, it really does help support and make possible the podcast. However, there's a dark side to napping, and it's one that's not often spoken about, but we really all must be aware of it. In an earlier episode, we spoke about the building up of sleep pressure, of adenosine across the day. And with all of that healthy sleepiness, come the evening, we should be able to fall asleep and stay asleep easily, weighed down by all of that sleepiness. And then when we sleep, we get the chance to clear away all of that adenosine from the brain. And therein lies the rub when it comes to naps. When you nap, it can be the equivalent of releasing the pressure valve on a steam cooker. And the nap will just relieve some of that sleep pressure. And for some people, it can make it harder for them to fall asleep at night or stay asleep across the night. So the best advice is this. If you are struggling with sleep at night, do not nap during the day. Instead, stay awake across the day and build up as much of that healthy sleep pressure as possible to set yourself up for the best chance of both falling asleep and staying asleep. However, if you don't struggle with sleep and you can nap regularly during the day, then naps are just fine. Which brings us on to the final question of how long those naps should be and when should you take those naps during the day. Well, it's best to aim for a nap of usually less than 20 minutes. And the reason I say that is otherwise you can start to plunge deeper into your sleep cycle, into the 90-minute sleep cycle. And when you awake, if you sleep longer, you can have what we call a sleep inertia. It's almost like a little short sleep hangover where you feel worse rather than better than when you did before you took the nap. As to the question of when you should nap, try to nap before 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Certainly, you want to stay away from late afternoon naps and early evening naps. As my sensational colleague and very dear friend, Dr. Michael Grandner, often says, napping late into the afternoon or into the early evening is a little bit like snacking right before your main meal. You'll just take the edge off your sleep appetite, and therefore you won't enjoy that full meal of sleep come the evening. And that reminds me of one additional point I want to make. When we are intaking participants or patients into the sleep center, I will often ask them, do you nap during the day? And many of them will say, no, I never nap during the day. And then I'll ask them a different question. I'll say, have you ever fallen asleep on the couch watching television in the evening? And some of them will often say, oh yes, that happens frequently. That happens all the time. Well, sadly, that's what we call an accidental nap. And they are happening at the very worst time. They're happening right before bed. So if you have that feeling, that sensation that you're falling asleep on the couch,
that is the cardinal sign for you to fold your cards, cash it in, and just get to bed. So there you have it, a quick summary of naps. Are we designed to do that thing called napping? Are there benefits? Are there dangers? And if you are going to nap, when should you do it and for how long? And with that, I will simply say thank you so very much again for listening to these episodes and subscribing to the podcast. It really does mean the world to me. And I will see you in the next episode. For now, take care and goodbye from me.